Welcome to Call to Freedom with Barbara Carmack. This is Jimmy Lakey, and I'm delighted that you are joining us for this half hour. You can reach Call to Freedom at Box 370-367, Denver, Colorado, 80237, or by going to the website at www.freedomstreet.org. If you want to leave a message or order a word-powered daily reading Bible guide or a Freedom Street Express newsletter, you can call us toll-free at 1-877-917-7256 and leave your name and address, including your zip code. Now, let's join Barbara in the studio.
Welcome to Call to Freedom. Oh, thank God that you're listening, that you're wanting to grow in Jesus. I just think that's such an exciting. In fact, we can proclaim right now, I love you, Jesus. You can say that with me. I love you, Jesus. I will serve you till you call me home. Yep, that's right. Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind and with all your strength, as Jesus said in Mark. But he was just quoting and confirming the most important scripture in the Old Testament, and that's found in Deuteronomy 6, verse 4. And here, the people of Israel have cited this as the most important scripture. It's the Shema, they call it. And hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. And you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your might. And in the New Testament, Jesus says, with all your mind. And I think that's so important in Matthew 22, verse 37. And these words which I am commanding you today shall be on your heart. And then he brought Holy Spirit for us. So we are thinking about that verse all the time. Father God, you are all important to me. And I will love you. I will serve you with all my heart, with all my soul, and with all my mind in Jesus' name. Because when you love the Lord with all your heart, it casts a joyful light on everything you do. And I pray that you're going to have a joyful heart today, tomorrow, the next day, the following day, until Jesus calls us home. Praise God. It's so wonderful to have you join me. You are blessed to dispense, for in him you live and move and have your being. And if you would like to listen to programs, you can go to freedomstreet.org and click on resources, and then radio show is right below it. And you can listen to any show for the last, I think, 2 months. And it's important that we get the Word of God into us all the time. And then you can go to teachings, listen to Kimberly's blogs, and also Darren's session, our wonderful anointed teachings that we gave when it was Darren live in Denver. So lots of opportunities, lots of options that you can choose from. And I believe you're on the line, Kimberly.
I am. Nothing has gone wrong today yet. I can hear you just fine.
We say nothing will go wrong.
Well, you know, and that's something that we want to maybe just touch on. You were talking about the Shema. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. And I like to do a play on words that the Lord has won. He won. He
yes.
has won the victory for
he
us.
He has won, yes.
And sometimes we don't feel like he has won because we're so wrapped up and caught up in the circumstances of this life. So when you were saying having a joyful day, I hope you have a joyful day today and tomorrow and the next day. We have our ups and our downs. And sometimes, you know, as human beings, we've got those good days. And then there are other days that are really challenging for us.
Yes.
And when we grow closer to the Lord our God, who has won. He is one, and he has won. And we are in him, and he is in us. That is victory, and that is reason for joy. And when we're growing closer to him, we actually experience that joy every day.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Even when it doesn't mean that the chaos in this life and the brokenness of this world does not affect us. We actually still see the chaos. We still see the wind and the waves of the storms coming our way. But We are joyful because we know the one who has given us victory.
Yes.
And he knows exactly how to get us through the storm to the other side. So that joy stays rock solid every day.
Yes. He wants us to cast every burden, every thought, everything that we're thinking of besides him. Okay, what do you focus on during your day? I ask you listening. What do you focus on? Do you focus on God, or do you focus on the bills, or do you focus on food? So many of us have so many different options, but I pray that first of all, that you say, God, I love you with all my heart, with all my soul, and with all my mind. It goes along
yes.
kind of with our Psalm 55, verse 22 verse, cast your burden upon the Lord, and he will sustain you. He will keep you strong and healthy and alive. He will never allow the righteous to be shaken. So important. And
well, that's it. He won't let us be shaken.
No,
when we're
he will
growing
not.
Closer to him and we're giving him all of those problems, he doesn't let us be shaken. He doesn't let us go under and drown in the storm, in those stormy waters. He does cause us to be so joyful, mm-hmm. satisfied, fulfilled, victorious. We get to see through brand new eyes. Mm-hmm. And I heard you reading yesterday from 2 Corinthians 4:18, Mom, just the way that you said, while we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal, but the things that are not seen, God's realm, those are eternal.
Eternal.
That's our
yes.
real life.
That's right.
And yesterday, Mom, you commented that there will be no more time. There will be no clocks on the walls. So learning to spend our time thinking on the Lord, that's it. That's the key. It's a learning process. And every day we're given an opportunity to see these temporal things that are swirling all around us, and choose that we're not going to put all of our hope and our weight and our dreams and ideas in this temporal, physical realm.
Mm-hmm.
We are eternal beings.
Mm-hmm.
When we convince ourselves of that, we choose to dedicate our time differently in this temporal realm, in
yes.
this time realm.
Yes.
And then we do experience a real solid rock. So I just had to mention that I was listening to the 2 Corinthians 4 yesterday and realizing this is it for us. We get to live the eternal life for the rest of our lives. So
mm-hmm.
we don't have to walk by faith.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, this is the time that we get to exercise our faith and really believe and show our Lord that we trust him and believe in him more than anything else that's happening here.
That's right. Yes. It's important to know that he is the sovereign God that you were talking about last week, Kimberly. God is sovereign, and he's predestined
yes.
us. He's justified. He's made us righteous before Jesus. It's a wonderful thing to know that. And to know that some of you don't want to let go of your cares and your burdens. You don't. You want to carry them around kind of like a knapsack over your back. And it's kind of like hauling that U-Haul around with you of all your past. No, you want to unhook, disconnect, and throw those burdens on at the feet of Jesus. He can handle it. We can't. Our bodies aren't made for it. Our minds aren't made for it. Our spirits aren't made for it. Our spirits are made for the Word of God and filling up with that every day. So, yeah, we're going. Are you ready for 2 Corinthians 5?
Well, yeah, except I do want to say you made such a good point that sometimes we don't want to give up our cares.
Nope, we don't.
And what that really looks like is that we've got routines, we've got a job, we've got these responsibilities in our lives. You know, we've got children that we're shuffling to and from school, and we don't want to give those things up because they need to go to school and come home from school.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yes.
So, you know, there are certain things in our lives that keep us really busy. And I had a friend this week ask me, you know, how do you balance all of that when you're so busy? How do you figure out how much time to give to the Lord? Because if you don't renew your mind and really start spending time with Him, then all of those cares weigh you down. And then you think of this life as being the most important. And so you're carrying it. You're carrying all those burdens.
Mm-hmm.
So, as we get into 2 Corinthians 5, we want to look at the things. We're carrying that last verse of 2 Corinthians 4, verse 18. We're carrying it over because that's the one that says that we look not at the things that are seen, but the things that are not seen.
Mm-hmm.
So we want to take our eyes off of these things that we see every day.
Yes.
And know there's another life. There is a better life. There's a real life waiting for us. We are currently seated with Christ in the heavenlies right now at this moment.
Mm-hmm. Yes, you were talking about, how can you give, or when can you give God some time in your day? Well, Kimberly, you learned, and you looked at me for how many years? 18 years in the house, and I was going to the Word of God every morning. And sometimes I had to wake up early. I told several of my friends, they say, well, I've got to get breakfast for the kids and get them off to school. Then you wake up an hour earlier. And they look at me, and I said, yeah, if you want to give the Lord that wonderful, fresh time in your day, you do that. Because as your activities begin to mount up and increase during the day, and they will, then you don't have any time. And then, like my dear friend last week, well, I can't keep my eyes open at night. Well, that's not the best time for you to read the Word at night. So some of us begin in the mornings and end at night. But for us who mainly sleep at night, we like to, I like to do that. And I've done that all these years.
Right.
And Kimberly, it is the best way to communicate with God and put Him first. First
thing in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. Daddy was the one who would say, no Bible, no breakfast. And he didn't use that as a way to like hold it over the family at mm-hmm. all.
No.
Breakfast was his favorite thing of the day.
It was.
He loved breakfast foods. Yes. So,
and you know,
that was just his.
Mm-hmm. When he didn't read the Word, he didn't have breakfast. He really kept that vow. Yes.
He did. And that was just his way of dedicating his most favorite thing to the Lord and saying, he did it with such a gentle and humble spirit.
Yes,
you know,
he did.
Didn't say it in any kind of a controlling or bullying way. He was kind to himself and to others about that. But that's where we do want to. I've been giving up my phone completely and just turning it off and putting it in a drawer.
Oh.
Wow. The thing is, when you do spend that kind of time with the Lord, you give Him your favorite time of day, you know, and maybe you really like to sleep in, so it would be harder
to
get up early.
It would be a sacrifice.
Early.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
But when you get into the habit of doing that, and this habit that I'm forming of putting my phone away for 36, it's starting to increase. The hours are getting longer because so much, you know, this is the thing. It's not about a routine. It's not just about a sacrifice. It's about a relationship and a connection from this realm to the eternal realm that mm-hmm. is so powerful. And it really does feel like a Jacob's ladder kind of thing.
Yes.
Like Jesus saying, you will see the Son of Man and angels ascending and descending, right? So it feels like that. There's revelation and so much joy. I use the word joy, but I don't have a word to describe the exhilaration
mm-hmm.
that is found in that kind of connection. And so then I don't want it to end. And if you give the Lord that time in your mornings, every morning, He will meet with you in such a way that you'll be addicted.
Yes.
I'm addicted. I think every human being was created to be addicted.
To worship him,
not
yes.
to substance.
That's right.
To be addicted to God.
That's right. Yes. Amen. It's, you know, Paul is saying this in 2 Corinthians 5. This house, in this house, and he's talking about our bodies, our physical bodies, because he talks about them as being tents that are wearing out, and they'll be torn mm-hmm. down when death comes. But he says, in this house, in verse 2, in this house we groan, longing to be clothed with our immortal, eternal celestial dwelling. Yes, that's what you're talking about, Kimberly. We long mm-hmm. to be in another place at another time. And sometimes that joy is just a moaning, a groaning, Lord, I want to be with you. I love you so mm-hmm. much. I just want to be with you. So there are yes. different words that describe our wanting to be close to him. Shema. Yes. That God, you yes. are on my mind, you are on my spirit, in my spirit, my body, and everything that is in me. Yes.
Praise yes, God. That's good. Mm. And if we back up to the first verse of 2 Corinthians 5, it says, for we know that if our earthly tent, our home, our physical is
body.
Torn down, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. if we know that that's torn down, we know that we have a building from God.
Yes.
He's building us up, a house not made by hands, in the eternal heavens. Yes.
Yes.
And you read it in verse 2. For indeed, in this tent, we groan.
We groan.
We're longing to be clothed with our dwelling from heaven. We're longing yes. to have that connection with him.
That's right.
And since, in fact, after putting on the new self, right? We put on our new self. We take off the old and we put on the new by spending time with the Lord. When we put on that new, we find that we are not unclothed. We are clothed even better. Mm-hmm. We have better clothes.
Yes, yes. Amen. Amen.
I think you have a different version than what I have. I just wrote out and I've got the New American Standard open here. Are you reading from the Message?
Well, I don't know if that's the Message or the Passion. Verse 4, we want to be clothed so that what is mortal, or the body, will be swallowed up by life after the resurrection. Now he who has made us and prepared us for this very purpose, that he prepared that. He knew we'd have a physical body that would wear out, but he also knew that he had a beautiful, brand new, resurrected body that he was going to clothe us with, who gave us Holy Spirit as a pledge, a guarantee, a down payment on the fulfillment of his promise. I'll tell you, Kimberly, what God promises, he will fulfill. He will complete it.
That's right.
Yes.
That's right. And I love that this talks about our purpose, that verse 5 there, that he who prepared this for us, it's this very purpose we were prepared for.
Yes.
What very purpose? To recognize that we are two beings. Mm-hmm. We're not just one. It's not just about this life. And walking through this life, this job, these relationships, this health, the health that we have in this body, it's not just about this life. Mm-hmm. We've got another realm we need to turn our eyes to so that we can see differently, that we're not so focused on the seen, but that we are very aware of the unseen. It's more real than what we see here.
Yes, and that's why God gave Paul so many descriptions of the coming of Jesus Christ and the heavens, because he just put, God wants to put a little of heaven in our hearts every day. A little of heaven, so we long to be there. It's like going on a yes. trip, and you're looking forward to getting to your destination because you know it's going to be wonderful and peaceful and calm, and you don't have to think about work for a few days. It's just wonderful. And so that's the way God is saying here. I want you to be prepared, looking forward to it, expecting that wonderful heaven that I have prepared for you.
I like that.
I don't think we talk about that enough, Kimberly. I don't. And
I agree.
Yeah. I
agree with you.
And that's why we live with such good cheer and, like you said, joyfulness. because we experience this every day. We live with that expectation of, I'm going to be with you, Lord Jesus. I'm going to be with Paul. I'm going to be with King David. I'm going to be with Moses. We're going to have a great time forever and ever. Wow.
And as we keep that in the center of our thoughts and what how we walk through life on a daily basis, as we keep that as our focus, then we actually have that vacation you're talking about every day. Mm-hmm. That's the joy that it brings. It's not just that we have another destination at the end of our life here. It really is about having a different destination in our mindset and in our emotions. We are no longer shaken when we hear news that might have shaken us a few months ago, a few years ago, but we're not shaken at all. We've got that vacation mindset already.
That's right. And they won't see us drooping our hands or dragging our feet. Cramped conditions here don't get us down. And this is from the Message in 2 Corinthians 5:6-8. They only remind us of the spacious living conditions ahead. It's what we trust in but don't yet see that keeps us going. Do you suppose a few ruts in the road or rocks in the path are going to stop us? When the time comes, we'll be plenty ready to exchange exile for homecoming. But neither exile nor homecoming is the main thing. Cheerfully pleasing God is the same thing. And that's what we aim to do, regardless of our conditions. So Paul is thinking of serving God with all his heart, with all his soul, and with all his mind, Kimberly, as each of us should every day.
That's right. Mm. That's right.
Yes.
Yeah, and the version that I'm looking at, it's saying just always be of good courage. Have courage and have joy, mm-hmm. and always be in that place, knowing that while you're at home in your body right here, you're actually absent from the Lord whom you belong to.
Yes.
And we walk by faith, not by sight. That's what we do. We walk by faith, not by sight. So we're not walking through this world constantly looking at everything. You know, even people's opinions. And I heard you mention that too. What other people think about you is none of your business.
I know, that's one of Darren's favorites.
Yeah. And so when we're walking through this life and we're realizing, oh my goodness, they don't like that and they don't like this, we need to make sure that we are not at everyone's whim, you know, and making sure that we're not thinking, oh, I need to please them and I need to do this so that they like me better. Mm-hmm. That's not what we were made for. We were made for the one, like you started this program out, mm-hmm. the one, the Lord, our God, he is one.
Yes.
And he has won for us. We've got to keep that eternal mindset in our minds at all times.
It's like people who are called people pleasers. And boy, I was for years. And you go out with a new dress and you ask your family, well, how do you think I look? Does it look good? Do I look good in this dress? When you're the one that picked it out, and you shouldn't care what they think, because sometimes if you have brothers in the house, they're going to tell you, oh, that's ugly. So you can't depend on other people's opinions of yourself, or you'll grow into a porcupine. I don't know what else to describe. Always the needle's always sticking out, always being defensive. Yeah. So it's important that we are.
You know, that's a good point.
Yeah.
And this is kind of a funny example, but when I travel, there are these mirrors in certain hotel rooms, and the mirror lights up all the way around, and it has backlighting also.
Yes.
So when you touch that button and when you see yourself in that mirror, it actually takes away like all the wrinkles and the scars and the bags and
that's good.
and you know what? That's the kind of mirror that I want to agree with. You know, there are so many mirrors we look into and we're hard on ourselves because we've heard these other negative comments about us our whole life.
Yeah.
And then we're negative on our toward ourselves. Mm-hmm. But that's not aligning ourselves with who our God is and what He says about us. He loves us.
That's right.
Scarred, wrinkled, with gray hair. He loves us.
Mm-hmm.
This is His process in making us like Him. That's what we want to keep our eyes on.
Oh, that's
right. That we are not just in this realm to make this life happen. We are being formed into His perfect partner, His beautiful bride. And we want to be in agreement with that and look at ourselves in a mirror and say, oh, you are cute today.
Well, that's true.
We
too.
Need to do
yes,
that.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's just, you know, just the words, I love you, and say your name, because that feels so unfamiliar and foreign,
right?
To a lot of us. Yes, that every day,
and
if
we
I
need
go,
to get used to looking in that mirror and saying I love you, because that's what our God is doing. He
that's
is looking right at us and saying I love you.
Yeah, you're beautiful. Yes, absolutely. That is a wonderful realization in our lives every day, that when you love the Lord with all your heart, there's just a joyful light that's cast on your being all day long, and things will go much better, absolutely better for you when you're thinking positive things about yourself as well. We think about everybody else.
That's right.
Oh, I love him, and I forgive him and her. But what about ourselves? Do we hold ourselves, you know, captive with all of our different thoughts? So.
Yeah, that's a good point. I know we're running out of time here, but I want to continue on with that thought, because the image of God is in every one of us.
That's
so
right.
We are the ones who choose whether or not we're going to keep ourselves captive to those old lies, or whether we're going to be set free by His truth in us, the beauty of Himself in us. And that's how we know how to persuade people and stay confident, like 2 Corinthians 5 is encouraging us.
Yes.
That we are well known to God, and He knows us so well that He wants to redeem, restore our thoughts about ourselves.
Yes. Oh, praise God. Thank you, Kimberly. It's been a joy, and we'll see you again tomorrow, the Lord willing. God bless you and keep you.
Looking forward to that.
Oh, good.
Thank you so much, Mom. It's been really good being with you today.
Yes. Amen. And to my friends out there, all listening, take joy.
Thank you for listening to Call to Freedom with Barbara Carmack. You may get in touch with Barbara at Call to Freedom, Box 370-367, Denver, Colorado, 80237. Or you may leave your message at 1-877-917-7256. Call to Freedom is a listener-supported radio ministry. Barbara and her power partners invite you to come on board with us and become a network of hands holding up Call to Freedom Ministry. Power partners support Call to Freedom with prayer and monthly financial support. You will be blessed supernaturally. We invite you to visit Call to Freedom's website, www.freedomstreet.org, where you can hear Barbara's daily radio broadcast 24 hours a day or order materials. You may share your praise reports and heart cries by mailing them to Call to Freedom, Box 370-367, Denver, Colorado, 80237, or you may email us at BarbaraCarmack@freedomstreet.org. Until next time, remember, Jesus loves you, Barbara loves you, and take joy in